Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Knoxville Raceway General Manager Brian Stickle about the 2015 Knoxville Nationals. The 55th annual FVP Knoxville Nationals already underway. Very exciting time for the city of Knoxville and for Knoxville Raceway. What kind of things do you have going on for yourself during this time of year? Got to be very busy for you.
It is. We're just trying to greet all the people that come into town. I mean, to me, it seems like the town is packed already, starting with last week, and every day just more and more people pull in. We've got the Marion County Fairgrounds filled to the brim with all kinds of new vendors, t-shirt vendors, driver vendors, looking to satisfy all our fans' needs.
As we mentioned, very busy time of year. How important is it to Knoxville Raceway and the community as a whole to have this event?
You know, I think this event and Knoxville in general, you know, they go hand in hand. You know, this is a Knoxville Raceway, and it's been built around the community of Knoxville, and you know, it wouldn't be the same without each other. So you can't just take this place and do the same thing somewhere else. It's the community that really makes this event what it is. You know, when people come to Knoxville here, they don't separate the town from the raceway. They get out into the community and patronize the businesses, and you know, it's all one big family, if you will. When people come here, they feel that, and they feel a part of the family, and that's what's really built the tradition and made this place what it is.
What's the schedule of events look like for this year's Nationals?
Very busy. As years go on, it seems like our partners always want to do more and more. You know, if you haven't been here or haven't been here for a while, there's many more driver interviews, autograph sessions. There's a lot of television or footage being shot that now goes out on YouTube or onto our MAV TV Dirt, you know, Knoxville Raceway Dirt Dreams. You know, we produce television shows. We produce segments every day with the fans, with the drivers, with the vendors, to just let people know what's going on and hopefully builds more excitement and interest.
Now, what are some main items that are going to be seen in this year's Nationals?
Well, you know, what we say is the Knoxville Nationals is really a cultural festival that culminates each night with the best sprint car racing in the world. So with that festival, you know, there's always great food, great entertainment. We've got some great bands after the races. Tonight, Final Mix with Del Saxman Jones. And then Friday night is Steve McLean and the Jefferson County Green Band. So all these bands have been here before, and the crowds really go wild for them. But that's after the races, and hopefully the weather cooperates. And, you know, we've got new vendors back in the Knoxville Nationals lifestyle experience, as well as the old standbys, you know, the miniature sprint cars, and people can buy those collector items back there. You know, there's just all kinds of things to do. And, you know, the Iowa State Fair has a lot to offer, but we feel we have a lot to offer here, too. So come here, then go to the fair afterwards, is what I'll say.
Where can people find out more information about Knoxville Raceway and the events going on during the 55th annual FVP Knoxville Nationals?
Well, there's several sources. You know, KnoxvilleRaceway.com is the best source. If they download our social media app, and they do that by just going to the website again, and that'll have directions on how to download it. It'll notify them of some schedules and stuff as they walk through the grounds here. Of course, the KNI information booth is great as they just entered the fairground, so that's a great source for information. The Chamber of Commerce is another good source of information. You know, the shuttles start so people can get around town a little easier and not have to drive. But, you know, there's just so much going on. People just need to get out here and experience it.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Raceway General Manager Brian Stickle, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.